It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Greetings, Earthlings. It's Tyler Stewart from Bare Naked Ladies from Toronto, Canada. And you're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
Papa couldn't tell you yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be today till I say I'm sorry.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Now, fans, I've loved them for nearly three decades through 15 albums, multiple Juno Awards, multiple Grammy nominations, 14 million copies sold with a new album out. Ladies and gentlemen, Bare Naked Ladies and the Persuasions. They are on tour now, and joining us is the amazing drummer of the Bare Naked Ladies, the one and only Tyler Stewart. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. And that was quite an introduction. I think I'm going to play that back sitting outside here in my backyard in Toronto and just feel good about myself. Thank you.
I'll send you a link to it. You can make it your ringtone.
Absolutely.
Now, when I was talking with Brittany just the other day, you know, she was like, okay, they're wrapping up the tour. And I had looked on the schedule. And of course, you got that one final awesome appearance at the Indy 500. But then you check today, you guys have added a lot of dates. You're going to be doing the whole East Coast, the Midwest, Colorado, and of course, Canada. So it isn't stopping.
No, we're fortunate enough to be busy and still doing what we love. We wrapped the first leg of this tour, you know, a couple of nights ago, just in Waukegan, just outside of Chicago, and we had a great time. The crowds, it feels to me like perhaps I'm just going to attribute it to the current political climate, but it seems like people are really ready to be entertained and have a great time. And so the crowds at the Bare Naked Ladies shows these days have been extra vocal and, you know, lots of dancing, lots of singing, lots of smiles. So we're very happy about that.
See, that's the kind of thing that you do. And you say, right, in the world, you know, we need sort of that audio olive branch kind of bringing a little bit of levity to what has been kind of just an exhaustingly complicated situation, regardless of where you come from. But you guys are all about fun. You have been all about that for the long time. So it isn't necessarily, you know, albums about angst and heartbreak and those kind of things. You are about giving people a good time. And so many people are excited. You're going to be down there on the 26th for Carb Day. Not only, you know, a Bare Naked Ladies concert is a great event all by itself, but now you're coupled with one of these iconic sporting events. So what's that like for you guys?
You know, anytime we're associated with a big sporting event, whether that's the Stanley Cup playoffs or in the NHL or the Super Bowl, which we've played at a couple of times, or singing the anthem at playoff baseball games, etc., it's always that extra bit of buzz. I'm a big sports fan myself, huge hockey fan. And, you know, I have to say that I'm not sure what happened to your Blackhawks other than they got tired of winning so much.
we were not sure of that. I was looking on the schedule, and I know a little bit about, you know, your hockey background and love, and of course, so many people up there in Canada that, you know, it's the main sport, and in Chicago, it's like a religion here too. Is that you may have? Did you schedule the dates here, thinking, because typically for us here, you know, we would be right in the middle of playoff hockey.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, I got to go to see the cup get handed out at Game 6 against the Tampa Bay Lightning the year you guys won. I was at that game.
Wow.
And because we played the next night in Chicago. So, yeah, the miracle of scheduling, but not this year. Interesting. But any big event like that we get to be part of, we're always grateful. The Indy 500, it's probably the most iconic car race. We have played at one before. We played at the Chevy Rock and Roll 400 2 years ago. And actually, Kevin Harvick was driving a car that had our it was the Bare Naked Ladies car. It had our likenesses on it and our logo. And he won the race.
Are you serious?
We couldn't believe it, man. We were, like, freaking out. So, yeah, we're excited. Obviously, playing with Steve Miller, too.
Yes.
You talk about your iconic performers. I think the number of times I played Euchre, which is a great card game, listening to Steve Miller's greatest hits as a teenager, I think I should win an award probably for the number of spins that record got. You know, he's obviously somebody we all grew up with and, you know, we hold in very high esteem. And he also gives killer Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction speeches, by the way.
Nice.
Did you see that? He basically took the whole institution of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to task and said it was an old boys club and he didn't get into rock and roll to win awards. It was a bit crotchety.
Wow.
But at the same time, I kind of understand what he was saying. Sometimes it's weird for musicians because you don't get into it it's unlike sports. You know, you're not going for an award or a trophy or a championship. You're doing it because you love making music and collaborating and entertaining people. And I think sometimes it's hard to quantify, you know, what a true Hall of Famer is in terms of music. With sports, obviously, the number of runs you drove in, or the number of, you know, Stanley Cup championships, or the number of goals you scored, or how many yards you rushed for, or stuff. That's easy to quantify. But with, you know, with music, it's a different story. You might sell a lot of records, but the critics never liked you. Or you might not have sold many, but you're a songwriting icon, like a Townes Van Zandt or a, you know, someone like that. But, you know, it's interesting that the confluence of music and sports, it's they have a lot in common in that, you know, they entertain huge amounts of people and the excitement is there, but they're also really different. It's nice, though, when they come together, like getting the opportunity to play at the Indy 500.
Yes, Tyler, and you hit on it in so many different ways. There's a bunch of things there. Like Kevin Harvick has been on the show before, and so that's great. And I love that whole idea of being sort of that good luck charm, right? You stick yourselves, you know, on a car, that car wins. There's got to be something going on there in sort of the spiritual world. But the and then also, too, you bring up Euchre. I mean, I can't, how many times, having some of my formative years in Wisconsin, that was like a big card game. I don't know that people in Chicago are super familiar with Euchre. 312-981-7200 if anybody is. And then Steve Miller, you know it too, because it isn't necessarily how many albums or how maybe big a star you were for a brief period of time, but his songs were like the soundtrack of so many people's lives, you know, and then they just had just that huge impact. So that's really cool, right, that you've kind of taken all that in and recognize it.
Well, you know, we get people coming up to us all the time, Dan, as well, you know, saying, oh, hey, you know, if I had $1 million, it's the absolute soundtrack of my, I went to camp and for, you know, my high school years or whatever, and that song, we sang that song around the campfire all the time. Or, you know, your songs help my mother get through her cancer treatment, or things like that. Like, we get stories like that told to us all the time, and it's amazing to have that kind of impact on people's lives. When we're essentially, we're going out there and having fun and doing what we do and what we're good at, but to have it come back at you as, you know, something important in somebody's lives or just that appreciation, I that makes it, that keeps me like signed up for
enough.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Okay. You think about this when it comes to live performances, and that's something that you guys have been doing for so many years, and it's essential. You know that you get as much out of it as the fans, and for both, it's a lot. On the 26th, it's going to be Carb Day. That's that concert going to be there with the Steve Miller Band as well. And when you mentioned how Steve and kind of taking down the establishment and kind of recognizing some of the differences and the changes, so you're in the band, you know, as of like 1990, you have been there since, seeing all of these transformations as far as just how the music and the recording industry worked. And thank goodness, right, for everybody involved, that you guys love to tour and are awesome at it, because really, isn't that the business now? You really have to get out there and perform in order to be successful these days.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is the one aspect of our career that we've always been in charge of. We can always go out and deliver a good show. That's about the only thing, because we sure as heck can't control, you know, how people buy music or consume music or steal music, whatever they do. Yeah, we can't control that. And the one thing that we've always been good at is essentially selling ourselves, like playing shows and putting on good performances, writing good songs. And that's the thing these days. I think if you're a band getting into the business now, that would be, you know, old Uncle Tyler's advice for you is just make sure you have a killer live show and you deliver every time.
Keep your Euchre game strong. Have a killer live show.
Yeah, that too. Of course. Always keep the Euchre game strong. Always put on Steve Miller's greatest hits when you play, and followed, of course, by Bare Naked Ladies' greatest hits. Oh, no, let me reverse that order.
Right,
always
exactly.
Always put on Bare Naked Ladies' greatest hits, and then Steve Miller's after.
Yeah, come on, Tyler. You got to look out for number one. You guys,
number one here.
You can, exactly. And you can say that you can't control everything, and some of the things that you can't control turn out to be absolutely awesome, because, or let me know, because sometimes it isn't necessarily that way. I mean, I know Eric Estrada, and this is a totally kind of a random comment, you know, he's known as like Ponch and John from Chips and stuff, but he doesn't really appreciate when you notice that, even though it's something that a lot of people identify with. So for the song, for Big Bang Theory, it is a great song. You know, it isn't just random background music. It is a very cool song. It is very, you know, Bare Naked Ladies, and it's for one of the biggest hits on the television side of all time. So how do you guys feel about having that song be so identified with you?
First of all, do you have a license for that taco, ma'am? That's my Eric Estrada from the Taco Bell commercial. Secondly, I love it. I love being associated with Big Bang Theory. It's so funny because you never know when a show's in development. Like, we first got the original pilot for that show, I think, on VHS tape. For those of you under the age of 30, a VHS tape was an ancient device used right. to record images. Anyway, we got that, and they hadn't really developed the characters yet. It was still very much a show in its infancy, and we wrote the song based on that. We had no idea that it was going to be such a huge hit, and lo and behold, now they're going on 10 seasons. Well, but into their 10th season, and the show's on like 10 times a day, you know, all over the place, and we're really lucky and very fortunate. So also just the creators and the actors and the writers on that show, they're all such great guys and gals. We get along with them great, and it's been a real pleasurable opportunity for us to be involved in that show.
So, yeah, such a big hit, such a cool song, such a great show. So let's talk a little bit about the website so people can get that new album, get out to see you, and all those dates that are coming up for the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the summertime's a great time to tour, and it's interesting that, you know, we're playing the Indy 500, and that's for some people, I think that's the kickoff to summer every year. Yeah. So that's same for us. We'll be back. Gee, I'm trying to think about the closest to Chicago that we'll be after that. We'll be Oshkosh, Wisconsin, for the big air show that they have there. So we're looking forward to playing that. But honestly, it's such a pleasure to be out still doing what we love after this is my 27th year in Bare Naked Ladies. And I think I appreciate it now more than I ever did before because, heck, people still want to come see us and we keep on making records and touring and doing our thing. So I feel pretty blessed.
It is a testament to everything that you've done, the passion, and I think mostly like the enjoyment and enthusiasm that you guys put into it. It certainly comes back to you with all of the success as well. BareNakedLadies.com is the website. You can get information on the album. You can buy the album, information on the band and the dates and things like that. And we'll have up online as well over at Indianapolis. People can get tickets to see you out at Carb Day on the 26th. So Tyler, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for continuing to do it. Thanks for bringing the world a little bit of joy as you do in each and every one of those shows, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you, Dane. The gentleman starts your engines.